Okay, gentlemen, so we are learning the halachos of cooking on Shabbos. We spent a number of weeks going through the dinim of cooking itself, the dinim of bishul on its own. Yesterday we began our conversation about the dinim derabbanon of bishul, and yesterday we spoke about the halacha of shehiya. Right? Shehiya, if you remember, was if I have a pot of food which I left on the fire from Erev Shabbos. So the question was, to what extent does the food have to be cooked in order to continue leaving it on Shabbos? And we noted that there's a machlokas harishonim as to whether we paskin that macho ben drusoy is sufficient. This was all of our conversation yesterday about the dinim of shehiya. Today, we are discussing the dinim of hachazara. Hachazara means that I have a pot which was on the fire from Erev Shabbos. My pot was on the fire when Shabbos began. And then I pick my pot up and I want to put the pot back on Shabbos. So the question is, under which circumstances is hachazara permitted? Under which circumstances can I put the pot back? Under which circumstances can I not put the pot back? Those are all the conversations that we have to have with respect to hachazara. So unlike shehiya, where the pot is just remaining on the fire, and with respect to shehiya, we had a discussion that it could be that you do not need a blech once the food is cooked. Let's say kemaicho ben shusai, it's cooked a third of the way or half of the way. Hachazara, when I have the pot that was on the fire and now I pick it up and I want to put it back, so it is 100%, 1,000,000%. I don't know how many more percentage points we could give, but hachazara needs a blech. This is beferish in the first Mishnah in Parakira on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that if I have a kira which is fired up with gefes and eitzim, so lo yitain ad she yigrof o ad she yitain esa efer, meaning that I'm not allowed to do hachazara. Everybody holds, the Mishnah is talking about hachazara as well. Everybody holds a hachazara requires grufa and ketuma. The discussion in the Gemara is whether shehiya also requires grufa or ketuma. But hachazara, to put the pot back, certainly requires grufa or ketuma. That is mevu'ar, beferish in the Mishnah, nothing to talk about. Now, when I say there's nothing to talk about, that's always a lie, gentlemen, no? Because when I say there's nothing to talk about, that's just my way of like catching my breath before we begin to talk about what there is to talk about. So here it goes. Why is hachazara usur? We're going to speak in a few minutes that hachazara requires certain rules to be permitted. All of these deem are found in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Beis. But if I don't keep these halachos, right? If I'm not holding the pot, or I put the pot on the floor, or whatever the various and sundry details are, what is the reason behind the prohibition of hachazara? So like everything in Yiddishkeit, it's a machlokes. The vast majority of Rishonim, the overwhelming majority of Rishonim say that the reason why you are not allowed to do hachazara is because it's mechzi kimavashel. Right? Think about it. A guy's going to walk into my kitchen on Shabbos, and he's going to see Schwartz, and Schwartz is holding a pot, and then Schwartz puts that pot down on the fire. And even though the fire is covered with a blech, right? But Schwartz didn't meet all the other conditions. So people are going to say, hey, Schwartz, dude, I don't know what yeshiva you went to, but it wasn't YU. Because you don't know the halachos of hachazara. And it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. The overwhelming majority of Rishonim assume that hachazara is usur because of mechzi kemevashel. In Rav Rimon's Sefer, he gives a list. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, etc. The Mishnah Brura in Se'if Katan, in Shar HaTzion, in Se'if Katan Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Brura adds Rashi to this list. Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Rashi says that you're not allowed to put it back because it's Mechzikim Avashel. However, some of the later Svarim point out that Rashi might not be saying it lahalacha. Rashi says that line in explanation of the Beis Shammai, but it doesn't matter what Rashi holds, because 99.63% of Rishonim say that the Isser of HaChazara is because it is Mechzik HaMevashel. However, in the Shar HaTzion over there, on Os Lamed Zayin, the Shar HaTzion quotes from the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar. The Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar writes, the HaChazara is Usser because of Shema Yechata BeGecholim. HaChazara is Usser, meaning I can't take a pot off of the oven and like put it down or something and then put it back. I can't do that because Shema Yechata BeGecholim, I might stoke the coals. And when you think about it, this Rabbeinu Tam is extremely difficult, because we noted that shechia, leaving food on the fire from Erev Shabbos, is usher because of Shema Yechata BeGecholim. I might stoke the coals. And we noted that when you have your blech, when you cover the coals, right, you have garif or katam, whatever the Mishnah calls it, we call a blech, right? So there's no concern of Shema Yechata BeGecholim. Yet the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that HaChazara is usher even on a fire that has a blech. Unless I maintain the conditions of HaChazara, I'm not allowed to put that pot back, even though there's a blech, because of Shema Yechata BeGecholim. But hold it. I just told you 5 minutes ago that when you have a blech, there's no concern that you're going to stoke the coals. So what is the pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam is hard to know. And just a word from our sponsor, the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar is a book that is exceedingly difficult to read. The way Dr. Soloveitchik says it, you should forgive him, not forgive me. I'm just reporting what he says. Rabbeinu Tam was such a super genius, he couldn't write. Sometimes you have people who their mind works too fast, so they write like in a half a sentence, and then they change them. And that's what the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar is doing. Right, we would not understand anything that the Rabbeinu Tam said if not for the fact that Rabbeinu Tam and Talmidim, like the Ribal, HaTaisis, etc., were able to make the Rebbe's Shittos intelligible. No? Lahavdo, 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 Albus Dumbledore. Everything he says makes no sense. But Baruch Hashem, you have, you know, the other professors, McGonagall, whatever, they're able to be Mefaresh the Devarim of the Goyin and the Tzaddik. This is Lahavdol, Ma'amishek. We are not at all making any comparison, but you understand what I'm saying. Rabbeinu Tam, you read the Sefer Yashar, it's hard to know exactly what he says. He certainly says that HaChazara is Aser Shema Yechata BeGecholim, but we have a Kasha. How is HaChazara Aser Shema Yechata BeGecholim? Once you have a blech, should there be no concern? There should be no concern of Shema Yechata. So the answer probably is that Rabbeinu Tam holds that HaChazara is a super-duper concern of Shema Yechata. When I have a pot that was on the fire from Erev Shabbos, obviously that means that I really, really, really want that food to be hot and use it on Shabbos. If I took that pot off and I put it down and now I'm going to put it back, so you're showing that you really want it to be hot. That's why you're putting it back. Because you really want to be hot, we are super-duper worried that you'll be mechata b'gecholim, and even that blech that you have over there might not prevent you from being mechata b'gecholim. The pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam has to be something along these lines, that there is more of a concern of Shema Yechata b'gecholim by HaChazara than there is by Shehiya, and consequently, the blech will not help you by HaChazara. even with a blech, hachazar is going to be usur unless I maintain certain conditions. Now, the Mishnah Brura seems to treat the Rabbeinu Tam's shita that hachazar is usur based on Shema Yechate. The Mishnah Brura treats the Rabbeinu Tam like it's an afterthought. Right? He mentions it tucked away in the Shar HaTzion, but throughout the Mishnah Brura, he's following mainstream Judaism that Hachazara is usur because it's Mechzikim of Hashem. Me'eza Sibashahi, and no one understands why this is true, but the Chazon Ish, in his essays in Simen Lamed Zayin, Ois Chofvav, etc., when the Chazon Ish talks about the dinim of Hachazara, he seems to be much more focused on this Rabbeinu Tam of Shema Yechate Begecholim. He says there's also a concern of Mechzikim of Hashem, but it would seem from the Chazon Ish's presentation that Shema Yechate Begecholim is a full-fledged concern by Hachazara. The Mishnah Berurah machzavek with Shema Yechate Begecholim, but the Chazon Ish takes it very seriously. Now, l'may nafkamina. So I'll give you a few nafkaminas over here. I'll give you a few nafkaminas. I'll give you one to begin with. Let's say a person mistakenly put the pot, did hachazara be'isser. You put the pot on the blech, be'isser, you had the pot on the blech, you pick it up, you put it down, you don't intend on putting it back, then you eventually put it back, you did hachazara be'isser. Now, the pashtus is, in Shulchan Aruch, that you did an aveira, you have to remove that pot from the fire, no? Because I did an aveira, we don't want you to benefit from the aveira that you did, but you have to remove the pot. Let's say the pot, however, is mukta. Why is the pot mukta? The pot is mukta because there's some food that is not completely cooked and is mukta food, like raw barley, for example, is mukta. Whatever it is, let's say there's some mukta in the pot. So now I have a quandary. If I remove the pot to prevent the fact that I did an aveira of hachazara, I'm doing another aveira of total mukta. So what do I do? Do I remove the pot and violate the isra mukta? Or do I say, listen, ordinarily I'd remove the pot, but now I can't remove the pot because I don't want to violate the isra of mukta. Arya, you have a comment, it seems, and then I'll continue to talk. Yeah. Again, so let's say it's full-fledged mukta because it becomes a basis, right? Because you intended to leave the mukta food in the pot and the whole pot becomes, you know, like, again, naniach, let's assume that it's mukta, right? How exactly we get there, we'd have to figure it out, but let's assume that it's mukta. So the Chazon Ish writes that in his opinion, even though the pot is mukta, you have to remove it. Because, says the Chazon Ish, the Isser of Hachazara is an Isser of Shema Yechate Begecholim. That means that every moment that the pot is on the fire, the Isser, I am violating an Aveira of Shema Yechate Begecholim. Every single moment that it's there, I'm doing an Aveira. So I'd rather do a one-time Aveira of picking the pot up and violating the Issa Mukta once, rather than doing 100, 1,000, 10,000 Averas that would come by leaving the pot there. This idea of the Chazon Ish, I'll be with you 1 second, Natano. This idea of the Chazon Ish, that every second I'm violating another Avera, is based on the fact that the Avera is Shema Yechate Begecholim. If it's Mechzikim of Hashem, So the pashtus is that the iser is on the maisa rather than the metzius. If it's mechzika mevashel, the iser is, you're going to walk into my house, you're going to see Schwartz is holding a pot that you saw a minute ago was on the floor, Schwartz is putting it back, oh my gosh, Schwartz is a mechalal Shabbos. Right? That's mechzika mevashel. The maisa is aser. But the Chazon Ish is telling me that not only is the maisa aser, the chalos is aser. The reason why the chalos is aser, why the fact that the pot is sitting on the fire, that itself is a problem, is because there's an ongoing Shema Yechata Begecholim, and the Chazon Ish is telling me that it's better to violate one Aveira, even though that one Aveira is going to be an Aveira that I'm violating in an active way. I'm going to actively move the pot of Muktzah, but it's better to violate one Aveira actively than kama vikama vikama Averos passively. Remember, according to the Chazon Ish, if I leave the pot on the fire, so I'm going to be in violation of an Aveira of Shem Yechat Begecholim every moment. Right? So it'll be 1,000 Averos. But each Aveira that I'm doing is B'Sheval Ta'asa. Says the Chazon Ish, it's better to violate one active Aveira rather than violating thousands of passive Averos. Now, I love this topic. By the way, if you want to see a nice write-up on it in the Orchos Shabbos, footnote 56, he has a nice write-up about this. But it seems to me that this is the same idea that Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses in one of his tshuvos. You know, it's also for Jews to own chametz on Pesach, correct? Sometimes you have a Jewish store owner. I had this when I was the rabbi of a shul in Washington Heights. There was a liquor store. The liquor store was owned by a Russian Jew. And the guy comes to me, he wants to sell his chametz. And why does he want to sell his chametz? He wants to sell his chametz because if there's going to be a sign up on the store that he sold his chametz, the Orthodox Jews will continue to buy with him after Pesach. If there's no such sign, they won't continue to buy with him. The only thing is that this guy is going to continue doing business throughout the Yontif of Pesach with the chametz. He's going to buy... By the way, it was literally a liquor store. I'm telling you, the guy, John Brown, he was like so excited. Because if you could buy a store with like $250,000 of scotch and rye and bourbon, right? That's not a bad deal to get for like whatever the 30 cents that he gives, no? Not a bad deal. So, what do you do? The guy is going to sell the chametz. If he sells the chametz, so when he continues to do business on Pesach, he is a ganav. He is stealing from the chametz that doesn't belong to him. No? Because the chametz belongs to the guy. On the other hand, if he doesn't sell the chametz, he's going to violate the Isser Bayira Bayimotze. Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva, I believe it's Chelik Besim in Tzadi Aleph, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, this tshuva is actually written to Rabbi David Rachman. Rabbi David Rachman was a Rosh Hashiva in YU, and he was Rosh Hashiva in YU in 1919-1920. Then he didn't like being a Rosh Hashiva. He went into business in Albany. Rabbi David Rachman is famous because his son is Manny Rachman, is Rabbi Emanuel Rachman, who was probably the preeminent modern Orthodox rabbi in the 1950s and 60s in America. Look him up. Google Rabbi Manny Rachman. You'll have a ton of fun. So, Rabbi David Rachman, Manny Rachman's father, sent a shaila to Rabbi Moshe about the store where the owner wants to sell his chametz, but he's still going to do business. So Moshe analyzes it the following way. Moshe says, you know what? If this guy doesn't sell his chametz, so he's going to be in violation of $250,000 worth of inventory of Bayira Bayimotze. And every moment on Pesach that he owns the scotch and the bourbon and the rye, he's going to be in violation of Bayira Bayimotze. right? Every single moment. If he sells his chametz, so what's going to happen is he is not going to be in violation of Bayira Bayimotze on his entire inventory. He will be in violation of Bayira Bayimotze whenever he takes a bottle of scotch and he sells it to somebody else. At that moment, he becomes both a ganev and someone who violates Bayira Bayimotze. Reb Moshe says, this is our calculus. Is it better to violate fewer, more severe averos, or to violate more, less severe averos? Reb Moshe says, if you violate Bayira Bayimotze by stealing the chametz, by actively doing it, you're doing it in a more serious way. You could get malchus for that. Right? If it's Bayira Bayimotze just by seeing in the store, it's a lav she'en bo ma'isa. There's no malchus. It's a less severe avera. So what's better? Fewer averos of the more severe variety, or more averos of the less severe variety? Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a tremendous pilpul, the man was a goyin olam, in a tremendous pilpul, Rav Moshe says, it's better to violate fewer averos of the more severe variety than more averos of the less severe. And that, gentlemen, would be exactly what the Chazon Ish is saying. The Chazon Ish is saying, you know what? Violate an avera of a more severe variety. You'll do a tilto mukta biyadayim. You'll take that pot, which is mukta, and you're going to move it. You'll do that rather than violate kama v'kama v'kama averos b'sheva al ta'aseh. And it's better to violate fewer of a more severe avera than more of a less severe avera. That's the yesod of the Chazon Ish. That's the yesod of Rav Moshe Feinstein. I have a number of other examples of this yesod, but this entire Chazon Ish is predicated on the fact that the Chazon Ish is inclined, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Isser of HaChazora is because of Shema Yechata BeGecholim, and consequently, every single moment that my pot is on the fire, I am in violation of Shema Yechata BeGecholim. Hello, Netano. How are you? I did my Merci Kamavashal already. I already did my Aveira. I put the pot on the fire. Right? So now the question is, do I take it off and violate an Isser Mukta, or do I just leave it there? Right? So the Chazon Ish says he'd rather that you take it off, because leaving it there, right, is an ongoing Aveira, like every moment. That's what the Chazon Ish says. I thought this was an interesting idea. Now, let's talk more about this discussion. Is HaChazara Osir because of Shema Yechata BeGecholim, like the Rabbi Nutam says? Or is it Osir because of Mechzi Kemevashel, like the overwhelming majority of Rishonim say? The Bir Halacha in Se'if Hey quotes from, by the way, Stam Hafna Otenauer to Simin Reish Nun Gimel. The Bir Halacha in Se'if Hey discusses whether you could do Amira L'Nochri, whether you can ask a goy to do HaChazara, to take, let's say, a dry kugel, and put it on the fire on Shabbos, B'mokom Se'udas Shabbos. As a general rule, we say that Shvus Teshvus is Mutter B'mokom Mitzvah. Let's say I don't have hot potato kugel for Shabbos lunch. Everybody knows that hot potato kugel is 1,000 times better than cold potato kugel, no? Can you ask a goy to put your potato kugel on the fire directly on Shabbos? That's an isser of HaChazara, or some people call that a subset of HaChazara. They call it like Nesina, mitchila. I'm not allowed to do it myself. That's going to be osir midrabanan. But I'm asking the goy to do it for me. That's a shvus to shvus. And the goy is doing it for me b'makom mitzvah, because I want hot potato kugat Shabbos lunch. So the Bir Halacha quotes that the Prima Gadim is makel on this. The Prima Gadim says that you could be makel on shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah if it's a davar yavesh that's fully dried. Remember, there's no iser bishul at all. It's dried. So the Prima Gadim says that you could be makel. He writes, Yesh lismoch l'tzayrich Shabbos l'hakil bozeh. L'tzayrich Shabbos, you could be makel on it. Hachazara al yedei agoy is going to be mutter. Chazon Ish says, no, you can't rely on that at all. Because, Chazon Ish says, the goy is going to put the food back. Okay, the guy's going to put the potato kugel on the blech. Well, who did an aveira when the guy puts the potato kugel on the blech? I'm doing the aveira. Because every moment that potato kugel's on the blech, I am doing a new aveira of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. So yeah, I could ask a guy for the guy to do an aveira. But over here, what am I doing? I'm asking the guy to do a maisa, but the aveira is going to be my aveira, and it still is not permitted, says the Chazon Ish. No? The Chazon Ish holds that since Chazara is an iser, that's a matzav, or it's a chalos, whatever you want to call it, it's not just a maisa iser, so you cannot be mekel on amira lenochri to do hachazara, even b'mokayim, se'udas Shabbos, etc., because you are violating the Isser of Hachazara. If my recollection is not deceiving me, I believe this is a machlokus between various kashrus agencies. If I'm not mistaken, if you go to an event that the Star K is supervising on the Shabbos, they will have goyim take dry food and put it in warmers for you on Shabbos. The OU will not allow that to happen. The OU will say any kugel that you want Shabbos lunch has to be in the warmer from before Shabbos. You cannot put the kugel into the warmer on Shabbos. This is a machlokas, right? You think it's a machlokas, you need, between OU and the Star K. No, it's a machlokas between the Mishnah Brura, who says, La'es HaTzorech, you could follow that Prima Godem, and the Chazon Ish, who says that no, the Hachazorah is an ongoing Isser. It's an Isser based on the Matzov. Similarly, in Rav Rimon's Sefer, page 334, can I set up a situation where I have food that is on a blech before Shabbos, or on a plata before Shabbos? The plata is off, and the timer, the Shabbos clock, will turn it on Shabbos. Is that permitted? Well, if Hachazara is an Isser of Mechzi, Kimavashel, that it looks like you're cooking, so I'm not doing anything on Shabbos that makes it look like I'm cooking. The timer switches on its own. That makes it look like it's cooking. However, for the Chazon Ish, that is nervous about the Rabbeinu Tam, that Hachazara is an Isser of Shema Yechata B'Gecholim, and the Isser of Hachazara means that it's an ongoing Isser. Every moment you violate the Isser again and again and again. So L'cha'ira, if the Shabbos clock triggers the hot plate, so that's going to be Hachazara Be'isser. Because the heter of Hachazara is only when it began on the fire when Shabbos began, and then you take it off, then you put it back. But in this case, if it was off when Shabbos begins, so that's called Hachazara Be'isser. And the Chazon Ish would say that if there is a Shabbos clock or a Hefsek Chashmali or a power outage or something like that, the Chaznish would say it's aser because of the din of Shema Yechata Begecholim. Another possible nafgamina, again, between the majority of Rishonim, the Rashba and the blah, 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 versus the Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer HaYashar, or we could say it, another nafgamina between the Mishnah Brura's take on Judaism and the Chazanish's take on Judaism. Another nafgamina over here would be as follows. We mentioned yesterday that there's a potential kula that you could avoid Shema Yechate Begecholim if you tape up the knobs on your range top very well. Right, that was a Gemara Yud Ches about Tayach Betet. We discussed maybe taking the knobs off your range would be the same thing. We had a little conversation, maybe it's not the same, maybe since you know where the knobs are, you might go and take them out of the drawer and put it back on, it's not so difficult, but certainly many poskim hold, and Ashkenazim, based on what it says in Simi Rishon and Dalet, if Aleph could rely on this, that Toyach Betit helps, that if you cover the knobs in a way that, like, you seal it, you lock it in, so then there's no din of Shema Yechate Begecholim. Well, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, I could argue that that would help for HaChazara also, no? Because according to the Rabbeinu Tam, HaChazara is a concern of Shema Yechate Begecholim. And yes, HaChazara is a more machmir form of Shema Yechate Begecholim, and even when there's a blech, I'm worried about Shema Yechate by HaChazara. But if it's mamish, exceedingly difficult to be Mechate Begecholim, if the knobs are tied down, are really, really, really hard to get to, so we could say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be mutter. But if I am worried about Mechzik and Mevashel, like the majority of Rishonim, and like the Mishnah Brura, so then L'cha'ura, the fact that the knob is sealed and tightened and whatever, that doesn't mean it's going to be mutter. Because it still is Mechzik and Mevashel. Someone's going to come into my house and they'll see me taking a pot, putting the pot directly on the fire. They say, Schwartz, you're Mechalo Shabbos, what's going on here? Right? So if the concern is Shema Yechate Begecholim, it should be mutter. If the concern is Mechzik and Mevashel, it should be aser. Now, I'm not saying the Chazon Ish would permit it, because the Chazon Ish is also worried about Shema Yechate, meaning he's not ignoring the concern of Mechzik and Mevashel. But in theory, we could say that for the Rabbeinu Tam, this situation would be mutter, whereas for the majority of Rishonim, this situation would be usser. Let's just talk about one other issue that comes up in Shulchan Aruch, then I'll take questions, comments, and observations. On Lamed Chesam at Beis, in the Gemara, we have all the rules of HaChazara. And we have all the rules of HaChazara on Lamed Chesam at Beis. There's a line in the Gemara, L'divrei ha'omer machazirin machzirin afilu b'shabbos. That's the Lashon HaGemara. And the Rishonim have a discussion, what does that mean, machazirin afilu b'shabbos? So the vast majority of Rishonim say, machzirin afilu b'shabbos means that HaChazara is mutter even Shabbos during the day. Don't say it's only mutter Friday night to take it up and put it back. Even Shabbos day you could do it. Or machzirin afilu b'shabbos, you could do it many, many times throughout Shabbos. You could keep on doing HaChazara, Hein Bizmorgen. All is fine. That's the majority of the Rishonim. The Balei HaTosfos, however, have a line that machzirin afilu b'shabbos means that there's an Isser of HaChazara on Erev Shabbos. Meaning, if it's right before Shabbos, if there's not enough time that this pot could boil before Shabbos, if I take the pot off the fire and I put the pot on the ground, and it's a minute before Shabbos, I'm not allowed to put that pot back on the range top. Even though the range top is garfa katum, machazirin afilu b'Shabbos means that there for sure is an isser of hachazara on Erev Shabbos. Most Rishonim hold there is no Isser of HaChazara in Erev Shabbos, but Taisus and Lamed Ches on the Beis discusses that there is an Isser of HaChazara on Erev Shabbos, This makes it to the Ramah in Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Beis, where the Ramah tells me, Yesh Omrim, the kosh hu samach l'chashecha, o samach l'baruch hu, shu kabbalah Shabbos l'didon, im hu samach kol kach, shem nitztanin ha-kaderi, yesh l'harticha mi ba'od yom, dino kimo b'shabbos atmo, v'yesh mekilin b'zev, aminig l'hakel. Meaning, the Ramah quotes the opinion of the Balei HaTosfos, that there's an Isser HaChazar be'erev Shabbos. He quotes Somer Mekel, the minig is to be Mekel, but he quotes the Shita. Now, the Ran, when the Ran addresses this question as to whether there's a din of HaChazar be'erev Shabbos, the Ran writes that how could there be an Isser HaChazar be'erev Shabbos? HaChazar is because of Mechzik and Mevashel. It looks like you're cooking. It's Erev Shabbos! Right? Lech Benchen was 8:12. Okay? So it's 8:15. Right? It's still not Shabbos. You're allowed to cook at that time, no? How could there be a din of Mechzik and Mevashel bizman that there is a heter to be Mevashel? So the Ran says, HaChazor Be'er Shabbos is heter gomor. What's the pshat in those who aser it? So if you do some detective work, you come up with some interesting things. Tosfos says that there's an Isser HaChazor in Erev Shabbos. In some of the versions of Tosfos, that is quoted b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, dude, now we're talking. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Isser is Shema Yechata Begecholim. And if the Isser is Shema Yechata Begecholim, so the word is, if I'm going to put the pot on the fire mamish a second before Shabbos, there's a concern that Birvos Hazman, I'm going to be Mechata Begecholim. Ah! Right? Like we said, that Shema Yechata Begecholim is like an ongoing Isser. Oh, if that's the case, so I understand why there could be a din of an Isser of HaChazor and Erev Shabbos, based on this Rabbeinu Tam, that there is a din of Shema Yechata Begecholim, and that's the reason behind the Isser of HaChazara. So again, so this is the first Tikkun Torah for today. Machlekes HaRishonim, what's the reason behind the Isser of HaChazara? Is it because of Shema Yechata Begecholim, like the Rabbeinu Tam writes, or is it because of Mechzik HaMevashel, like the majority of Rishonim? And then we presented the fact that the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish seem to disagree with this. Nafgaminas in terms of the potential case of the pot that's mukta, nafgaminas in terms of amira lenachri. We discussed as well that this might affect the type of blech that's necessary. This might affect whether you can have your hot plate be turned on by a timer on Shabbos. If you're worried about the Rabbeinu Tam, you should not. And finally, we discussed that this might be the groundwork behind this discussion of HaChazara, whether it applies to Erev Shabbos. So far, so good, gentlemen. Any questions, comments, observations? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay, up, up, good. Okay, Ben Book puts two thumbs up, which basically is his way of saying, I don't care what the guy sitting next to me, or in the next town, or wherever he is, in Cleveland. The guy sitting next to me is in Cleveland, actually. I don't care what he says. I'm putting two thumbs up, and I'm going to win no matter what. Got it. Now, the Gemara in Lamed Ches has a discussion about what is necessary to permit HaChazara on Shabbos. And there's a number of different shitas in the Gemara, and there are different lashonos in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes that Reb Zreika says it's the name of Reb Tadoi, it has to be Odan B'yado, Hiniach Agabe Karka is Aser. Others say that Hiniach Agabe Karka is Mutter. Some say Odan B'yado is Mutter, Agabe Karka is Aser. Some say it has to be Daitoi Lahachzir, and then the Gemara has a few questions. What about if it's not hiniach agabe karka, but hiniach agabe safsol? You put it on the bench, right? You don't put it on the ground. You put it on like a little bench, or you hang it up on the hook, right? I always imagine you're hanging a challah pot on the hook. Like, what's going on? But if you look at like the old American stoves, they'd like hang stuff on hooks near those big black stoves all the time. So these are all shilas, these are questions in the Gemara. Now, it's unclear how we paskin, but I see there's a machlokas mechaber and Rambo. In order to see the machlokas mechaber Rambo, you have to read Shulchan Aruch carefully. Reish nun gimel se'if beis. You have an oven which is grufo ketuma. We mentioned that to permit HaChazara,
you have to have a blech. Without a blech, nothing to talk about. So you have this oven, it's Grufo Ketuma, Kozman Shehiro Sachas, we'll talk about that line in a minute. The Mechaber writes, Velohi Nicha Gabe Karka. Right, the Mechaber writes that the only Isser of Hachazara is when it's Hinicha Agabe Karka. If you put the pot on the floor, then it's Usser. The Ramah, however, writes that you need Oida Biyado and Daito LaHachazira. No? The Mechaber only quotes the din of Hiniach Agabe Karka. Hiniach Agabe Karka is a posel. And for the Mechaber L'cha'ora, that's the only posel. If you don't have das to put it back, it doesn't matter. If I'm not holding it, it doesn't matter. As long as I didn't put it down on the ground, I'm allowed to return it for the Mechaber. For the Ramah, however, you need Oda B'yodai and Aitola Hachzir. It has to be that not only do you not put the food on the ground, but you have to be holding the pot, and you have to have in mind that you'll put it back. That's what the Ramah says. And the Chaora, according to the Mechaber, so the Suffolk in the Gemara about Hiniach Agabe Safsal, if you put it on the bench, so Halacha L'maaseh, according to the Mechaber, it's permitted to put it back, because push comes to shove, it wasn't Hiniach Agabe Karka. Right? If I put the pot on the ground, that shows I'm completely Masalik it. No, when you take a pot and you put it on the ground, that means I'm done with it. But if I put the pot on the bench, maybe I'm not done with it. For the Mechaber, right, if it's Hiniach Agabe Safsal, it should be permitted. For the Ramah, it's not going to be permitted, because the Ramah L'cha'ora holds that you need Oda B'yodo Daito L'Hachzir. If I put it on the bench, it might not count. If I put it on the bench, it might be Usser for the Ramah. Again, this is not compelling, but I think it's a good way of structuring the sugya. To use more lomdisha terms, the way some of the Svarim say it, do I need a kesher chiyuvi to permit hachazara? Or do I need a nituk, or a davar shlili, to forbid hachazara? Is hachazara permitted unless it's hiniach agabe karka? That would be mechaber. Or do I say the hachazara is forbidden unless you have oida biyado daito l'hachzir? That seems to be machlokes, mechaber, and Ramah. Good? Now, there are 1,000 potential cases that could come up over here. In the Sefer Orchos Shabbos on page 86, he gives a number of cases. I'll just talk about one of them because I like this case. You know, it's Friday night. It's Friday night, and Friday night Seuda, minhag of Jews for hundreds and hundreds of years, is that you have chicken soup. Shabbos morning Seuda, the minhag of Jews for hundreds and hundreds of years, is that you have shalant. No? You go into the kitchen Friday night, and you pick up a pot. You think it's your chicken soup pot, but it's really your chalent pot. You pick the pot up, you put the pot down, let's say, somewhere, put it on the counter. It's not oidon biyodai, it's not daitoi lahachazir, but you picked up the wrong pot. You picked up your chalent pot, not your chicken soup pot. Then you find out, oive, right? It's chalent. Are you allowed to put it back? So, in the Sefer Orchos Shabbos, he points out that, like, there's 1,000 of these cases that he develops, and in all of them, he quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is Mekel, and Rabbi Yoshev was Machmir. Rav Shlomo Zalman's kulas were based on a few things. One, he feels that fundamentally the Isser of Hachazara is only when I am being minatek, when I am consciously removing the pot. Even according to the Ramah, that's what he wants to believe. The Isser is only when you decide, I'm done with this. The Shehiyah is over. In a case where I did not make a conscious decision that I don't want this pot anymore, so b'kahai gavna, it's going to be permitted. That's one cheshbin of Reb Shlomo Zalman. In this case, I take the cholent off by mistake. I didn't make a decision that I don't want the cholent, I don't want this pot to be on the fire. Adaraba, I made a mistake. There was never a conscious decision to remove it. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. Nosaf al kach, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach is mitzdaref an opinion of the Ran. This opinion of the Ran makes it to the Ramah. This opinion of the Ran makes it to the Ramah. The Ran says, I'll read it the way the Ramah quotes it. Yesh omrim, dekoza eno oser rakish not lo min hakira mi ba'odion velo hechzira ad shechashecha. Abam lacho misho mishechashecha, afilu hinicha gabe karka is mutter. The Ran writes that the only time you have to fulfill the conditions of Hachazara is when you pick up the pot before Shabbos begins, and you're going to put it back after Shabbos begins. You'll put it back on the fire after Shabbos began. You lift it up before Shabbos, and you'll put it back on Shabbos. That's the only time when I have to maintain the conditions of Hachazara. However, if I pick up the pot on Shabbos, I'm allowed to put it back no matter what. Even if it's hiniach al gabei karka, the Ran says I'm allowed to put it back. The only time I need to maintain the conditions of Hachazara is when I pick it up on Erev Shabbos and I want to put it back on Shabbos. The Ramah writes that there is such a practice. Some people have this practice and they're so meichal divrei hameikilim, but toiv lahachmir, you should be machmir. We try not to rely on this Ran. But says Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, once I have the Ran, that I do not have to fulfill the conditions of Hachazara when I pick up the pot once Shabbos began, and if I pick up the pot once Shabbos begins, even if I put it on the ground, I'm still allowed to put that pot back. So I could be mitztare for that Ran, together with this idea that there was not really any nituk. I might not have a kesher chiyuvi, but there was no nituk between this pot and the fire. And therefore, in our case, which should never happen to anyone, our case of removing the shalant pot on Friday night, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach says you're allowed to put it back. Now, obviously, you could only put it back if the shalant is fully cooked, etc. If not, there's going to be an iser bishul, but that's a side point. Gabe Falk, it looks like you have a question. Yeah. So in other words, you can't read my mind, so how does my intent matter? So I think the idea is that it's Mexican Mavasho if I'm starting a new act of cooking. But if I can plausibly say that, you know what, no, I'm just continuing what I did beforehand. Why? Because I had in mind I'm going to put it back. Right? A guy walks into the kitchen, so I could plausibly explain it, so therefore it's not Mexican Mavasho. You're right. We're not talking about taking that, like, flash frame, like, image. You have to give a little bit of explanation in order to say this, but I think that's correct. Good. Anyone else? So now, what I have is a Ran. the Rebbe Yoshev is inclined not to rely on this Ran at all, but Rebbe Shlomo Zalman will use the Ran together with the other svaras that we have, like in this famous case of the cholent pot, chicken soup, etc. The Mechaber, when he began the Dinim of HaChazara, Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Beis, the Mechaber writes that if you have a Kira which is Gerufo Ketuma, and you take a pot off it, Mutur LaHachzira Kol Zman Shehi Rosachas. You could only do HaChazara if it is still boiling. Mishneh Berurah Se'if Katan Nun Dalet says, Kol Zman Shehi Rosachas, the Mishneh Berurah writes, that this is not a condition in HaChazara. The fact that the pot has to be boiling is a rule in Bishul. If it's a liquid that's not boiling, so to put that liquid back, you're going to be in violation of the Isser Bishul, because the Mechaber, if you remember, paskind like the Rush, B'Shem Rashi, that a Dovar Lach Shenitz Tanein, there is going to be an Isser Bishul on. So there's only a Heter if the liquid is still boiling. So the Mishneh Berurah understands that this line in the Mechaber of Kol Zman Shehi Roisachas has nothing to do with the rules of HaChazara. The rules of HaChazara are only that I need a blech, that it has to be Odom B'yado, and Daito L'Hachzer, and Lohini Achagabe Karka. Those are the only rules of HaChazara. But the fact that it has to be Roisachas, the Mishneh Berurah says, that's a din in Bishul. And therefore, for Ashkenazim, who are mekal on cooking a dover lach shenitz tanein, kol zman shelo nitz tanein legamrei, Ashkenazim who are mekal on cooking as long as it did not completely cool off, so Ashkenazim would say, you know what, it doesn't have to be rosachas, but it's got to be a little bit warm. Above room temperature, let's say. Or, like the Alter Rebbe said, people will still call it warm. But l'cha'ayra, according to the Mishneh Berurah, this din is true only on liquids. And a solid, I'm allowed to put back no matter what. Even if the solid is completely cooled. I take my kugel, my potato kugel, I take it off of the oven, and I'm holding it for 3 hours, and now my potato kugel is cold as an icicle. I'm allowed to put it back, because there's no iser of bishul on the dover yavesh. The rule of kol zman shehiro sachas, according to the Mishneh Berurah Se'if Katan Nun Daled, is not a rule within HaChazara. It's a regular, it's an algemeiner rule about bishul. However, the Magen Avraham disagrees. The Magen Avraham tainas that when I say Kol Zman Shehi Rosachas, what I'm saying is that that's a condition of HaChazara. The lomdus of HaChazara is that I'm continuing the Shehiyah HaRishona. I'm continuing the fact that this food was on the oven beforehand. I'm continuing that state. If that's the case, that it's a hemsheikh, so the Magen Avraham says, you could only say that there's a hemsheikh if it's still hot. If it's cold, you can't say that there's a hemsheikh. And therefore, for the Magen Avraham, even a solid item, even a potato kugel, you cannot do HaChazara on unless it's still hot. The Magen Avraham adds a new condition of HaChazara. And the Mishneh Berurah totally rejects this. The Mishneh Berurah says that, you know what, like, the Gra disagrees with the Magen Avraham. By the way, the Mishneh Berurah, more than most poskim of this generation, the Mishneh Berurah was into the Gra more than others. Now, it's interesting
that the Magen Avram's read of the Mechaber makes it a teeny bit, but it makes it within this position of the Ran that we mentioned a few minutes ago we're not supposed to rely on. Remember, the Ran told me that I only have a need for the conditions of Hachazara if I pick the food up on Erev Shabbos and I'll put it back down La'achar Hachnasas HaShabbos. That's the only time I have a need for conditions of Hachazara. But if I pick it up on Shabbos and I want to put it back, then I don't need all the conditions. Even if it's Hiniach Agabe Karka, it's fine. However, the Ramah within that Ran writes that if it's nitztanein legamrei, even by a dover yavesh, even according to the Ran, you cannot put it back. If it's really cooled down, then there's no heter. In other words, what the Ran is basically saying is, if Shabbos began and the food is on the flame, so I could put it back on the flame, on the blech cover flame, I could put it back, because putting it back looks like I'm continuing what happened from Erev Shabbos. Right? It was on the fire when Shabbos began, I could put it back, not a problem. The only time I need rules is when I pick it up on Erev Shabbos. When I pick it up on Shabbos, it's always a continuation. But it can't be a continuation if it fully cooled down. Once it fully cooled down, so you can't say that you're continuing the original act. That's what the Ramo writes, and that's based on the same idea of the Magen Avraham. Now, why am I talking about this? In Rav Shechter's Sefer Nefesh HaRav, I forgot which page, but I forgot, I mean, that I forgot that I was going to say this. I didn't pull out my Nefesh HaRav before Shir to look up which page. The Nefesh HaRav, the Rav used to tell the Balabatim in Boston that, you know what, you're going to want hot food Shabbos day. What you should do is have all your food on the fire when Shabbos begins. After Lech Benchen, take your food off. Put it in your dry food, not liquids, your kugel, whatever. Put it in the refrigerator. And then you could put it back on the blech on Shabbos day. People didn't like leaving the food on the blech the whole time. It would dry out. It wouldn't be good. My blechs are like complicated things. You have to know where to move stuff here and there. It's like, it's complicated. The Rav would say you could rely on the Ran. Now, I don't think the Rav meant that you could rely on the Ran l'chatchila, but he knew that the Balabatim in Boston in those years were just putting food on the blech Shabbos morning without any heter. So the Rav said, you know what? L'chol ha'pachos, rely on this Ran. L'chol ha'pachos, have the food on the blech when Shabbos begins. But l'cha'ora, this might not help the way the Rambam quotes it, that once it's nitztanein legamrei, there's no heter. In other words, if we're correct, the way the Rambam says, that the heter of the Ran is only when I could argue that's a continuation of the act, but if the food completely cooled off, it can't be a continuation of the act of Bishul, so I don't know if it's possible to be Mekel when you put the food in the refrigerator. The fact that the Rav was Mekel when they would put the food in the refrigerator, I have to say, is because the Rav felt that once the Ran is saying you don't have to fulfill the conditions of Hachazara, that means even if it cools down, you're allowed to put it back. But again, this seems to be against that line in the Ramah. Look in the Mishnah Berurah Se'if Katan Samaches, etc. So again, these are some of the points that we wanted to make about the Dinim of Hachazara. There's one or two things I didn't get to about Hachazara today, in terms of a Tanur or whatever. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. And we also have to talk about Hatmana. Either we'll finish everything tomorrow and I'll have a Bechina on Thursday,
or we'll have shir on Thursday and the bechina will be given on Thursday. No matter what, I'd want to give the bechina out on Thursday, and God should try to get it to me by Monday. In other words, I think, I trust you. Guys in Smi, I think Henry Kissinger once commented, how come academic politics is so much more intense than regular politics? So Henry Kissinger said that politics is all about the stakes involved. The higher the stakes, the less the politics. The lower the stakes, the more the politics is. Right? That the stakes in academia are not so low, that's why there's more intense politics. I'm going to say it like this. You guys are all Smicha students. The assumption is that every guy who's in Smicha is a Yarei Shamayim, is not going to cheat. We'll give you a test. You'll take the test without the Sfarim open. Whenever you get to it, you have to chazer a few times before it. You want to take the test on Monday, just get it to me by Monday. That's going to be fine. Okay, gentlemen, any questions, comments, observations, jokes? Mr. Muscat, yeah. Those of you who feel you have to leave, Vivakash, I'm happy to stay to anyone's questions, but yeah, Netano.
Is when we discussed that Mahalach and the Rambam in Yemol Yud Aleph, like that, we try to say it's Mitzarche Habishol.
Yeah.
How do we know that Rambam is talking about a case where the food is actually fully cooked? In other words, that Rambam where he says pulling food out of the pot it could very well be that the spooning out is Aster. Why? Not because it's Mitzarech HaBishul, but because you're actually being Mavasha. In other words,
So let's go slowly. The Rambam writes that spooning out is Kim Mavashel. He doesn't say it's actual Mavashel, right? And he writes that spooning out is a concern that I will be Magus. And Hagasa is Tzarchei HaBishul, just like Skita is Tzarchei HaKibus. Right? That's basically all the Rambam. So you get the impression that the stirring out is not actual, that the spooning out is not actual stirring. I think that's pretty clear in the Rambam, and that's why the Raiva disagrees.
Yeah, but that's only because it's not exactly because it's a chashash that you might actually stir, but stirring is actually mavasha.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Stirring might be actual mavasha, but stirring something that's fully cooked, is it possible that that's actual mavasha? Again, here, one second, let me just get my Rambam. Stirring something that's fully cooked, it's hard to say that's actual Bishul.
But wasn't that our Chiddush that we wanted to say that the Rambam thinks it's Mitzarche? And that was
so
the
again,
playing,
I thought
Tzarche like
HaBishul meant like any part of the normal Bishul process is also Usser. But it's really hard to say. Again, we were saying Lomdis. The Kashas are better than the answers. I don't know.
No, because the idea that part of the process, like spooning, and part of the
stirring is part of the process.
Is a nice idea. I just didn't know that where we were Madaik, so Rambam himself would actually hold that when it's actually called Sarko, there would actually be Usher still. That part I didn't.
I'm just saying that because the Rambam's lashon of Usher lahachnis megrefa lekedera. The Rambam does not tell me the status of this food, whether the food is fully cooked, not fully cooked. The Rambam doesn't tell me any of that. The Magad Mishnah tries to touch some of that up, but the Rambam doesn't say that. Mistimas Lashon HaRambam, you get the impression that the food is fully, that even if the food is fully cooked, it's still going to be a problem.
Because then you're running into that, then you have to say the Chiddush that even when you're spooning out, you're running into that issue of when it's, in other words,
agreed.
I would be more comfortable that that's not, that Ram's not talking about that.
I hear your point. You know what, let's maybe continue that. Daniel, yeah, Bavakasha. Daniel?
Rabbi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can I ask about the chametz case?
About the chametz case?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I can understand why the non-religious Jew could sell, but how could Rabbi facilitate that?
How can the rabbi facilitate a sale where the guy is doing... Right. So that was really... Again, you're breaking up a teeny bit, so I'm trying to make sense out of what I can hear from your question. But that's really the issue that Rav Moshe is dealing with in that tshuva. What Rav Moshe is saying is bothered by is how can the rabbi facilitate the sale? So Rav Moshe's answer is, well, the rabbi is facilitating the sale because the rabbi is doing a big mitzvah. And the mitzvah is that he is not letting this guy violate more avelos. Right? The mitzvah that the rabbi is doing is because if the guy wouldn't sell his chametz, he'd be in violation of more averos. Now that the guy is selling his chametz, the guy is violating fewer averos, and therefore the rabbi is a tremendous tzaddik. He's doing an unbelievable mitzvah. That's the tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote to Rabbi Rachman, yeah.
Just quick follow-up if you can hear me. If the rabbi does something, he's Messiah, a theft.
If the rabbi does nothing, the guy would violate many, many, many averos. Now that the rabbi does something, so the guy's violating fewer averos. And Rav Moshe says, therefore, the rabbi should do something. Okay.
Okay.